Shower Thoughts, written by Nerds and the Like, read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Summary. Five times Hardison and Parker interrupt Elliot's shower, and one time he gets revenge, crossed out, interrupts Hardison's. Author notes. I saw this amazing post by Party Gilmore, Sunlit Roses, and bisexual Elliot Spencer on Tumblr, laughed my ass off, and texted my friend, "I want this so much," and then 48 hours later, it existed. It did get slightly more intense than I expected, so warning for references to violence in Elliot's past in Section 3, and Hardison having a post-Big Bang and Grave Danger panic attack in Section 4. I did admittedly pick the title before things got darker, but it was too good to not use. Otherwise, credit to everybody in that post for your hilarious and brilliant ideas. I had a great time, and I hope you do too. One. As the only saving grace, at least it doesn't happen at Elliot's apartment. It's not in his own actual private space. Not that it's an excuse to invade somebody's well-accepted private time, but it's slightly better than actually breaking into his shower in his own apartment. The con got done, but it wasn't pretty, and Elliot is covered in blood, mostly somebody else's. He'd really like to go home and pass the fuck out, but somebody somewhere had recently reminded Hardison of the existence of concussions. If Elliot finds out who, they will regret it. So now he's hovering and shining some light in Elliot's eyes like he has any medical training at all, and insisting that they all stay at Nate's to keep an eye on Elliot. Nate must actually be worried, since he barely even bitches about them all sticking around his apartment. So Elliot is taking a shower in the bathroom in the barely used second half of the apartment. Hardison made him tear down the wall when he bought the building, give them all more space for their new headquarters, but they mostly all prefer sitting in Nate's kitchen or on the couches. It's more comfortable, closer to the action. And it bothers Nate more. But the extra space is good for an extra bathroom and shower and a bed so that Nate can still have some privacy in his own bedroom. Elliot is exhausted, and in a safe place, and trying to get the knots out of his hair where the blood is making it clumpy, which is why he doesn't notice that Hardison has walked into the bathroom until cold air from the sudden lack of shower curtain hits him. If it had been almost anyone else, they probably would have needed an ambulance at the very least. But Elliot is used to the people on his team enough that he hesitates before he actually tackles the figure who has interrupted his fucking shower.
It's just me.
Hardison at least has enough sense to be scared of Elliot, but apparently not enough to have stayed out of the bathroom in the first place. And not enough to leave, either. "What do you want?" Elliot yells. He's justified in yelling. This is crossing a line. "Oh, yeah, so I had a bunch of orange soda in the fridge, and now there's all sorts of fancy ingredients, and I know Nate didn't buy that shit, so..." "Your sugar water is in the bottom cabinet closest to the fridge," Elliot says. "I didn't move it far. Now please, some privacy." "Thanks, man, you're the best," Hardison says with a wink, because this situation isn't strange enough. "Damn it, Hardison." Two. Whatever Elliot might grumble in his less charitable moments, Hardison knows that his Nana raised him right. He does not go interrupting someone's shower without a damn good reason for it. But sometimes there is a damn good reason, and Hardison is a man of action. "Elliot," he calls, stepping into the bathroom. He is pretty sure he isn't going to get tackled, or strangled, or hit. But giving a violent man some warning before interrupting him when he's all exposed and vulnerable still seems like a good idea. He saw how close he'd come to getting tackled by 5'10" of Naked Cowboy last time. Not that he's opposed to that in theory, but he doesn't think it'd be as fun in this particular context as it sounds in his head. So he isn't going to risk it, especially not with Parker right behind him. He pulls back the curtain. Elliot doesn't even startle this time. Well, that's what trade-offs are. His face was never going to be as funny the second time anyway. "Couldn't this wait?" Elliot snaps. Hardison raises his eyebrows. "With how long you take to wash your hair? No telling how long it would be." "Well, at least close the curtain." Elliot tries to grab the curtain and pull it back while still keeping his body angled away from them. It's not super effective. And anyway, It's not like I'm looking. Nana raised a gentleman. Hardison looks over at Parker, who did not have any parents or guardians interested in raising any kind of gentle person. She is definitely looking. And that raises a whole bunch of thoughts and feelings that he can get to later. Right now, they have a job to do. We need you to give us the info to contact that guy, Parker says. Right now? In the shower? Elliot protests. Yes, right now, Hardison says. Tara's getting in position, and we can't leave her out in the cold. Crime waits for no man's hair care routine, or woman's. Crime would wait for Sophie's hair care routine, Parker remarks. And she does have a point. Hardison's not entirely sure he's ever seen Sophie without a full face of makeup. He has no idea how. Sometimes Hardison thinks that woman is magic. But any side research she has going about Sophie's potential supernatural abilities is not the point right now. Well, it certainly doesn't wait for Elliot's, no matter how luscious those locks are. Is there any way we could have this conversation when I'm not naked? Elliot asks. Oh, right. He did have a good reason for interrupting this shower. Yeah, so we need to know the name and how to contact the guy who you know who used to work for the KGB, the one who doesn't want you dead. Obviously, Parker adds. It's Alexei, Elliot says with a sigh. Last name Rogov. Don't remember the patronymic. You shouldn't need it. But if it'll help, I'll remember it eventually. Maybe when I'm alone again. The man is not subtle, and he should know better by now than to think it will work. But that's the information they need, so Hardison nods. I'll reach out to Alexei, Elliot says. You focus on getting the info to Tara. Thanks, man, Hardison says, turning to go. He should probably actually give Elliot some privacy, especially since Parker hasn't stopped looking, and if he leaves, she'll come too. Probably. This really couldn't wait for me to finish my shower? Elliot calls after them. Look, Tara is going in now. She needs a name. If they ask for it and she doesn't have it... Yeah, yeah, you've got it. Now get out. Hardison keeps leaving. No skin off his back. Both of you! Hardison hears Parker snort and start following him out. Three. Parker mostly understands the concept of privacy. She likes to keep her hideouts hidden, and she isn't Hardison. She doesn't pry into people's business, look up their old lives. They'd tell her if they wanted her to know. She trusts them by now. But some people really take the whole thing too far. Like Nate insisting that they only enter his apartment through the front door and knock every time. It's silly. Elliot yelling at them every time they need something from him while he's in the shower is the same thing. What's he trying to keep private? It isn't like she hasn't seen him without clothes before. She's seen plenty of people without clothes. They all look more or less the same, and none of it is especially interesting. Without their clothes, humans mostly look squishy. She doesn't really get the excitement of it. But Elliot seems to care a lot. It is an emergency, though. Well, maybe not an emergency. But it does need Elliot, and need him right now. Parker is pretty sure that Hardison is going to burn those cookies, and then Nate will yell at them for making his apartment smell, and Elliot will sigh and look disappointed, and Sophie will complain, and most importantly, Parker won't get cookies. But Hardison isn't listening to her when she tells him to take the cookies out. He says that cookies are better when they are crunchy, which is obviously wrong. The cookies should be soft in the middle, and Elliot will agree with her. "Hey, Elliot," she says, pulling back the curtain. Elliot jumps and turns to face her. Defensive. Huh, she really startled him. At least he doesn't try to weirdly cover up like he did last time. That was strange. Anyway, cookies. What the hell, Parker? Oh, Hardison won't... Her eyes land on a long scar right up his inner thigh. It looks old, but it looks bad. Oh, what's that scar from? Which... Elliot follows her gaze. He seems to deflate. Oh, that one. Parker tilts her head. Elliot sighs. I don't actually remember where I was. It was during my time with the PMC, and they didn't tell us a damn thing that they didn't have to. I was young enough and good enough to be cocky. Guy I thought was down wasn't, and he had a knife. He gestures to his leg. There's an artery there. I got out on my own, but by the time they got me to the hospital, I'd nearly died of blood loss. Parker knows that her face must look concerned, because Elliot leans towards her a little. Hey, hey, it's all right, he says. I know better now. It won't happen again. Parker shakes her head. I don't like that it happened then, either. Elliot just meets her eyes. I'm still here. Parker nods. That is what matters. Anyway, you should get out of the shower. Hardison's burning cookies, and he won't listen to me. You interrupted my shower for that? Elliot seems to remember where this conversation is taking place. It's a shame. He'd been so normal. Seriously? Well, I guess it doesn't matter now, Parker says. They're probably already black. Just as she finishes speaking, the smoke alarm goes off. Elliot turns off the water and grabs a towel. Hardison! He yells. Parker leaves the bathroom, knowing full well that he's following her. 4. One of the things that Hardison loves about Parker is the way she notices things. It's not quite like other people notice things, not even like Nate does. She sees the world differently. But she pays attention to it, and when she notices something, she's usually right. Which is why it makes him think when she turns to him and says, Elliot answers our questions when he's in the shower. He doesn't quite get it at first. She clarifies. He doesn't like it when we go ask him something while he's in the shower, but he still answers our questions, whatever we ask, and he tells the truth. He doesn't do that normally. Hardison thinks about it. Like he'd usually yell at me for drinking too much orange soda, but he'll just tell me where he moved it to? Exactly, Parker says. I think that's just him trying to get us out of the shower so we can have some peace. It's not like the man's in a good place to banter when they walk in on him. Parker shakes her head. He has a scar, she gestures to high up on her inner thigh. Here. Parker, you're not supposed to look. That's not the... Parker just looks back at him. Yeah, this isn't going to work. Her staring at Elliot naked isn't going to hurt anybody. It'll be fine. So the scar, Parker says, getting back on what she clearly thinks is the topic. I asked him about it, and he told me what happened. He told you what happened? Hardison repeats. Elliot never tells them what happened. He makes a joke or tells some ridiculous story or grumbles that it's none of their business. He never tells them. An actual answer? He clarifies. Parker nods, like he is actually getting it now. It almost killed him. And that means that Parker's right. Elliot does answer their questions in the shower. Because Hardison knows damn well that Elliot has nearly died more than a dozen times before their little band got together. But in 3 years of asking, Hardison has never gotten a single one of those stories. So why does he tell the truth when he's in the shower? Parker asks. And Hardison doesn't have an answer for that. Because he's flustered enough to give a straight answer and naked enough not to escape easily? Parker frowns at him. I'm joking, he says. I don't know, really, but it is interesting, as much as we probably shouldn't be taking advantage of that. Parker rolls her eyes, but hopefully she hears him, so he just tries to steer the conversation away from naked Elliot. He and Parker are still barely beginning to figure out the two of them, so he's not quite ready to deal with how Elliot fits into everything. Hardison really doesn't take advantage of Parker's observation. Or, he tries not to. He even keeps Parker from walking in on Elliot a handful of times because she doesn't have quite a good enough reason to bust in on Elliot like that. And besides, Parker looks wherever she damn well pleases, so it's more invasive than when Hardison keeps his eyes carefully north of Elliot's shoulders. If Elliot wants Hardison to see him naked, then he can make that happen. But Hardison is not going to go there without at least a conversation. But then he wakes up in a cold fucking sweat like he can't breathe even in the beautifully mild air of the Emerald of the Caribbean. No matter what he knows and what he can see, his body won't cooperate. It says he's drowning in a pool while Elliot talks calmly with a man who wants to kill them all. He's in a coffin trying not to suffocate, listening to Parker nearly break down over the phone. He can still barely breathe by the time he comes to his senses enough to realize that the suite's shower is running. He practically trips a few times getting to the bathroom, but he manages to get the door open, and sure enough, there Elliot is, behind a foggy glass door, humming something country while he rinses the salt water out of his hair. It calms Hardison down a fraction. Elliot got him out. Both times. Every time. That's what Elliot does. And he's here. His next breath is a little deeper. Hardison, Elliot starts, about to be mad at him for interrupting him in the shower again. But the shower door isn't so foggy that Elliot Spencer can't tell when a friend is in distress, and thank God for that. Fuck, Hardison, what's wrong? Elliot steps out of the shower and looks around for danger. Hardison shakes his head and tries to take another breath. It only goes all right. And Elliot must figure out that the danger's not in the room, just inside Hardison, because he shifts his focus immediately. He moves forward and catches Hardison's arm, puts one hand on his back. Hardison tries to focus on the points of contact. Elliot sinks them both down till Hardison's sitting on the tile, Elliot crouching just next to him, still ready to move, just in case. Hardison, hey, Hardison, Elliot says, and it isn't gentle, but it helps. In and out, man. Deep breaths. You're here. You're safe. I'm not gonna let anything happen to you. You're fine. In and out. It starts to sink in. He is here. He is safe. And from somewhere deep in his mind, through all the fog, he remembers what Parker said. That Elliot tells the truth when you interrupt him in the shower. He doesn't mean to take advantage. He just has to know. How do you do it? He gasps. Do what, Hardison? Live with it? Hardison asks. Elliot doesn't let go of him, but he does startle back just a couple of inches. Not, Hardison tries to explain, because there are things that he doesn't want to ask, not even here. Not with what you did, but what you've been through. Elliot's face calms a little. I almost die a couple of times, and it's nightmares for just a couple of months, Hardison, Elliot says. And now it's gentle. It's still new for you. It'll get better. And what about when the next thing happens? The next person who tries to shoot us or bury us or blow us sky high? What about those nightmares? You've survived more shit than the rest of us. How do you fucking do it? Elliot sits down properly next to Hardison, keeps a hand on his back. I don't sleep much, he says. And Parker was right. It's honest. Try to focus on the things that are happening now, the things that go right. I don't sleep too close to anybody else, because what happens if I wake up and I don't know who's next to me? Hardison exhales. It's easier. But it does get better. You get better, and you're not alone. You've got a team. That helps me. Well, he cuts himself off. Well, Hardison asks. Well, sometimes it gives me something new to worry about, Elliot says. Not just what could happen to me. Most of what could have happened already has, and I survived it. But you, Parker, Nate, and Sophie. Elliot trails off. Sometimes what wakes me up or keeps me up is thinking I couldn't get to you in time. Hardison blinks. That's why you're sometimes on comms in the middle of the night. Elliot nods. Yeah. He pauses. So if you ever need it, just call. I don't sleep in the damn things like you do, but if I'm not here for you to bust in on again. It's almost a joke. Hardison nods. Thanks. Yeah, Elliot says. Now, come on, let's see if we can get to the kitchen without waking up Parker. Hardison shakes his head. You're making me hot chocolate. She'll never sleep through that smell. The things I put up with, Elliot grumbles. And it doesn't mean a damn thing after what he just promised. 5. Parker does not especially enjoy talking about feelings. It's difficult enough to feel the things. She doesn't really want to bring them up again just so that she can talk them out. But Sophie keeps telling her that talking about feelings is important for grifting, and also just for people. And anyway, it got her Hardison, and that was good. So maybe sometimes talking about feelings is the right thing to do. But honesty is hard, and she can't mess this up. So she makes a plan. Elliot has been staying in Hardison's apartment over the pub ever since they got back from D.C. It's still difficult for him to get upstairs on his leg, and he's willing to let them take care of him a little. Mostly since he knows it will make them feel better. So she waits until it's Elliot's day to deep condition his hair, and when he's probably in the middle of his first shampoo, she goes and gets Hardison. "Come on," she says, holding out her hand. "Come where?" Hardison asks, pausing his video game. "Elliot's in the shower," she explains. "Yeah, so he's..." Hardison isn't getting it. She looks at him harder. "Oh. There it is. He gets it now." "Elliot's in the shower," Hardison repeats, emphasizing the shower part of it. "Yes," Parker replies. "Well, then let's go." She knew he'd get there. Parker doesn't know if Elliot hears them come into the bathroom, but he isn't surprised when she pulls back the curtain. It makes sense. Elliot prepares for all the eventualities, and this is something he expects now. He doesn't even stop rubbing his fingers across his scalp. "Yes, Parker, what can I help you with?" he says. It's almost like a sigh. "You know that we know that you love us, right?" she says. That surprises him. He opens his eyes and looks at her, and immediately closes them and swears. Shampoo must have gotten into them. "Fuck, Parker." Hardison is laughing, but just a little bit. "Sorry, man," he says. "We didn't mean for that to happen." "Maybe we should have waited for the conditioner," Parker says. She knew she could have refined the plan more. "Maybe you should have waited until I finished my shower," Elliot says, but it isn't angry. I'd really like to be dressed for this conversation." Parker frowns. "That isn't the point. The point is honesty." "Yeah, of course," Hardison says, tugging gently on her hand. She stands her ground. "You know, don't you?" she asks Elliot. He opens his eyes again. They're a little red, but he looks at her clearly. "Yeah, Parker, I know," he says gently. "I've known I love you for a while, and you're both smart people. You're always going to figure it out." She nods. That's the first important answer. "But you also know that we love you too, right?" She has to clarify, make sure he understands. "I had a good guess," Elliot admits with a little shrug. Hardison is smiling, that soft kind of smile he gets sometimes. "All right," she says. "Just wanted to be sure you knew." "I know," Elliot confirms. "All right," Hardison says. "We'll let you finish showering. Get out of your hair." He laughs at his own joke. Elliot groans. "Really, Hardison?" "You love me. Don't forget," Hardison says, still laughing as they walk out of the bathroom. Not her best planning, but it did the job. Plus one. Elliot Spencer is many things. But he is not generally a petty man. Petty isn't really helpful in his line of work. He is professional, focused, goal-oriented. But what's the point of having a boyfriend if you can't be just a little bit petty? So he opens the bathroom door very quietly. So quietly that Hardison, who is singing the instrumental Game of Thrones theme song at the top of his lungs, definitely does not hear him. Until he pulls back the curtain. Hardison screams exactly as loudly as Elliot had hoped. "Hey, Hardison, the client..." "It's just me, stop screaming. Yeah, so the client got here early." Hardison does stop screaming, but he stands there in absolute disbelief, soap slowly running off his body, staring at Elliot. "This is revenge," he says indignantly. "Hmm," Elliot says, completely innocently. "What do you mean, revenge?" "This is your idea of some sort of joke. You're trying to get back at me for all the very legitimate reasons why I've had to interrupt your showers over the years, and you just cannot believe that you would do something as..." Hardison starts screaming again when the door behind Elliot opens again. "Hey, babe, where's..." "Stop screaming, it's just me," Parker says. Hardison stops screaming again, but the look on his face is twice as funny. "Yeah, the client is early. They're downstairs, and I thought you were going to take this one with me," Parker says. Elliot shrugs. I tried to tell you, man. He is enjoying this very much. Hardison doesn't even bother to close the curtain, just steps under the water to get the rest of the suds off. I cannot believe that my own partners, the two people who I love and who I call my own, will be so petty and vindictive. Of all the things to do to a person, don't you all know that a man's shower is private? Private, is it? Elliot leans into the pettiness just a little. A shower is, maybe, somewhere you shouldn't interrupt people. Hardison splutters a little bit at that. Wait, if it's private, am I supposed to not look? Parker asks. Hardison tries to close the curtain, but Parker stops him. And does it matter that you're usually the one interrupting showers? She continues. Because if you walked in on me in the shower, I wouldn't mind. So it should be fine for me to walk in on you. Parker pauses. And the beauty is that Elliot can't tell if she's acting or not right now. Wait, is this a boyfriend thing? Like you can only see boyfriends naked? But I'd seen you naked before we were dating, so that doesn't make sense. Let me finish showering, woman, Hardison says, still trying to close the curtain. No, no, Elliot says. She has good questions. Then you answer them. I apparently have to get downstairs to a client meeting. Elliot grabs Parker's hand, because as hilarious as it is, they probably shouldn't leave the client alone much longer. And as she takes it, Parker looks over at him and winks. Elliot is just petty enough to laugh at that. End note. While Hardison is away in redemption, Elliot replaces all the shower curtains with glass doors, because he's petty. End. Thank you for listening.